Welcome to Cognitive Rampage Podcast. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your Cognitive Rampage. You have to believe in the power of you. Uncomfortable is where the change is.
What's up, everybody, man? It's Adam Lowry. Hope you're living your cognitive rampage. Hope you're taking care of you. I know it's been a minute. It's been a while since I've done a live video, man, but I don't know. I felt the urge come upon me, and I had to reach out to all my cognitive rampageites out there and let y'all know something, man. Look, man, chase your dreams, man. Whatever it is you're doing, man, you get one fucking life to try to do something. You know what I'm saying? And so many times we pass by, we call this thing sacrifice. We sacrifice things for other people, etc., because we think that's what we're supposed to do, right? But what we're supposed to do is make ourselves happy. Because no matter what you're doing, if you're in a relationship, no matter what else you're doing, or a marriage, family, whatever, the family is only as strong as the weakest link. So if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not being happy, well, then you're actually affecting your entire family and the relationship you're in. So you need to be able to not worry about sacrificing, but taking care of you, adding things to your life, making yourself happy. It's not about being selfish. Selfish has some negative connotation to it, right? So be selfish, because when you're selfish and you take care of you and you find that happiness, those around you will feel that effect. They will feel that effect. And look, man, I know it's cliche to tell you to keep the negativity out of your life, but look, our own thoughts become our own negativity at the same time. So just the way that some memes and inspirational speakers tell you to keep the negativity out of your life, the same thing you need to do is keep the negativity out of your mind. Keep that negativity out of your mind. Don't allow it in there. You cut that negativity off. We control the thoughts that control the feelings that we have. If you want to make different feelings, you make different thoughts, and you are in control of that. You are in control of this whole game that we call life at the moment, right? We don't give it up. We have to have that internal locus of control, right? And when you have those beliefs about those things, those beliefs creates a different way of thinking. It changes how we think. When we change how we think, we change what we think. When we're changing what we think, we can change how we feel. So please, man, you live once. Chase happiness. Be selfish. Please be selfish, because when you're happy and you're being selfish, taking care of you, those around you will feel that same positive effect, and you'll be inspirational, you'll be influential, you will change those people around you when you choose to do that. You understand? I mean, I'm standing in the back of my comedy club right now, and if I could take you out there, man, this comedy club is packed right now, and I'm watching these comics do something that they love. And you know what? Open this comedy club was something that I loved and always wanted to do. So look, man, I'm not just fucking preaching. I'm practicing what I preach at the same time. So from here on out, man, you do the same thing. Practice what you preach. Change the thoughts if you want to change your feeling. Cut the negativity out of your life, and bring in the positive thoughts in your life that change your life. You understand what I'm saying? All right, I love y'all, man. Hope you're taking care of you. Hope you're living your cognitive rampage. Love y'all.